Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roland Parkin Show.
This is real radio.
On 670 The Score.
Oh, man.
It sounds awesome.
Here we go.
New system in place.
It's all good. Everything is fine. We're going to laugh through it and smile. Everything is going to be fine, but it's just a weird time around these parts.
Yeah, that was off. That was off a little bit. Look at it. I actually am going to enjoy watching this the next few hours and probably the next few days, because I've lived in those headphones before with brand new systems, and you get excited about it because technology is advancing and you're ready to make your life easier. But learning it is a real pain in the ass, especially when you're playing with a new cockpit and the plane's in the air.
Yeah, and it's changing over and not all working yet and not all changed over yet. And there's construction going on here. Like, this place is just in total chaos
it's
right now.
It's a MASH unit, basically, without the injuries.
But Chris Tannehill, the best audio man in the business, how are we feeling about day one of the system?
Oh, God, here we go. I mean, does it have to be a thing already? Yeah. I already feel bad about
it. After the two false starts, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what do you want me to say? Like, yeah, I'm thrilled with how that sounded, you know?
No, of course not. No one's pointing a finger. At you,
we're saying it's cool. Let's make all the, you know, have it screw up on purpose today. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'll steer into the skit.
I'm going to try to avoid mistakes, at least anymore, but there's going to be some more, folks. Spoiler alert, there will be more mistakes, and there will be more commentary by the talent saying what happened there, what's going on back there. So, you know.
Would you prefer us to totally ignore it? Because I am just.
No. I'm just playing around.
I'm just assuming. By the way, I am assuming that none of them are your mistakes. Just so you know.
Yeah, right. When you hear detectives Rust Cole and Marty Hart today, when we do True Detective episode 7 of season 3, instead of our current detectives, it's not on Tanny, it's on the system.
Yeah.
I'm making a point, son.
There we go. First drop. Yes! Batting 1,000 on drops today, no more.
Crystal clear.
I love it. Just
limited
so...
edition psycho.
It happens that on the day when he's throwing everything from the old system, gotta have it in the new system, a George Brett situation. Appeared.
I'm good twice a year for that.
It's in the system. Thank God.
I went just like this.
Thanks for walking me through that.
So we're fine.
This part's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. But it's like, you know, I'm not even getting into the intricacies, but like, you know, you have three decks loaded and trying to go boom, 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 like I did there with the bed and the open stinger and then the bed for the show. Like trying to fire all three, bang, bang, bang. That did not work as I thought it would.
Okay.
So, like, you know, it's not like I was like, all right, here we go. And, you know.
This is great.
We're learning
together.
Hey,
it's spring training after all, right?
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
But Tanny has so much equity with the audience that everyone will just assume that anything that happens is not his fault.
Well, they'll think he's got the day off.
That's true. Eli's in for Tanny today.
And then Eli is the first person that comes in here like, hey, what's going on in here? Are you everything okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that? See, that's the good thing about this, though, is like we're all kind of on the same playing field. So it's going to take time to separate again from some of the others around here,
if you
know what I mean.
Right.
If you know what I mean, lads.
What do you mean, Brent?
Those screens you've got are just delightful, though. It's master control personified, isn't it? The resolution on those screens is crazy.
It's really good. You can really see the mistakes you're making in full HD. If only I can get one more monitor, Mac, like maybe to this side of me a little bit, like just right in this area here, and maybe a little higher, that would be ideal.
Tanny wants to never see us again.
Well,
at least while he's working. Oh, man, that's amazing. This hour on The Score is brought to you by the Chicago Golf Show, featuring special guest Robbie Gold. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com. All right, so you want to twist the knife a little bit, Sox fans?
Not all Sox fans. The fraction of White Sox fans who are claiming they are switching allegiances. Look, if you're 10, I get it. Everybody's entitled to jump off a bandwagon, you know, a couple of times when you're an infant. I just when you hear guys in their 40s saying they're going to the other side or they're not going to as many games. I understand you're upset. Your team didn't win in the Derby. They finished second. You know, and no consolation prize. I grant you that. I grant you everything. But switching allegiances, come on. Threatening not to go to games, come on.
It's an empty threat.
Sure it is.
It's an empty threat.
When they have a doubleheader, I'm not going twice today. Okay. You've shown them.
Lawrence has Rick Hahn on the show at 6 o'clock today. The thing that I still just want clarity on, because I just want to understand how close they were, is did you offer an opt-out? Were you willing to offer the same perks of the deal, and the only thing that you were separate on is the guaranteed money? Or did the Padres beat you on guaranteed money and perks of the deal? I'd like to know.
I'm sure we'll find that out tonight, or at least there will be an attempt to find that out tonight.
Agreed. And then if you also were not willing to meet him on the perk part of the contract, and I'm referring to opt-outs in this case as perks, then to me it's, well, then how were you really that close? Because if you were $50 million less on the fully guaranteed money and you didn't give him an opportunity to hit free agency again 5 years into the deal, like if you didn't have either of those two things, I find it hard for you to argue that you were really that close. You maybe finished second, but, you know, someone finishes second in the AFC East every year behind the Patriots. No one really thinks that they're that close. Like, how close can you really have claimed to be to landing this guy if you weren't there on the perks and the guaranteed dollars?
Yeah, that's 6:05 tonight. Sox GM Rick Hahn will be right here on the Score Sports Radio 670. We have a roster news for another team in town right now.
Oh, what do we got?
Ian Rappaport is reporting the Bears are going to release tight end Deion Sims, which saves them $6 million in cap space this year. What was available already in cap space?
After the Bobby Massey signing, just over $6
million
already.
Just over $6
million. So this doubles their available cap space.
And how much left is trimmable to make room for Le'Veon Bell? They didn't want Kareem Hunt to help them with their backfield. He was exactly what they needed. Knows the offense. They decided to pass on him. So what's it going to take to get Le'Veon Bell?
I don't know yet. I mean, he is an unrestricted free agent, so it's going to be
twice what they had. It won't be twice.
No.
I don't think he's not going to get 24.
No, yeah. No. I mean,
is he going to get 20 million?
I would guess no. My guess is that Le'Veon Bell hurt his value tremendously last year because of where he sits in the drug testing policy and that he's sat out.
That already existed before last year, though.
Well, right, but he was under contract. So you had to, in theory, meet that price point of the franchise tag. Now there's no franchise tag setting his market. He's being paid zero. So you start from zero as opposed to starting from the franchise tag.
A true unrestricted free agent.
Right. So I don't know. I mean, obviously it only takes two teams. People always say it only takes one. It takes two to drive a market and bid against each other. So I'm sure he'll have plenty of teams biding for his services. I'll be surprised if the Bears can afford Le'Veon Bell. Because they also have
And bidding for his services.
Bidding? Yeah, bidding. Yeah. But I'd be surprised.
That's okay. I enjoy it.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're biding your time. You're bidding for services.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
The great Mike North. I thought Alonzo Spellman was supposed to be Richard Dent's heir apparent.
The heir apparent. Could happen to anybody.
Hair
it could
go comb your hair apparent.
Hyperbowl, it could happen to anybody.
Yes, it is. Yes, what time is Hyperbowl 25?
It's all good.
Smart dumb kids.
That's exactly right. Or,
take pride in that. C-plus student, ladies and gentlemen.
Or dumb smart kids, you know, depending on how you're feeling about yourself at the time. But I will be very surprised if Le'Veon Bell is a Bear. Not because he wouldn't make them better, but my guess is they don't have quite that much money.
Probably not. A girl can dream.
Sure.
And I do.
You do?
Sure.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have Antonio Brown, but I think that's even less likely because it costs you more. You got to actually trade for him.
Right.
And then
you got nothing to trade.
You don't have any good draft picks to trade. That's for sure. The best thing you have is 2 seconds next year or a third this year. And I can't see Ryan Pace not having a pick in the first 96 picks.
Today's sports birthdays called my attention to one of the worst trades in Chicago sports history. I hope we have a few minutes later to discuss that.
Of course.
The NHL Hall of Famer Phil Esposito turned 77 today, and it brought me back to some misery of my youth. And it plays into a bigger picture conversation that is of more recent vintage.
All right, well, we will get into that coming up, because I know you're also, you got the Hockey Angel again.
Yeah, original six jersey is on today. You know, when you're 25 pounds overweight, you got to find big baggy things, and hockey sweaters usually qualify.
It's very slimming. You only look about 15 pounds overweight right now. That's a good look on you. And, hey, our governor has proposed full legalization of marijuana and gambling.
Salute.
That's exactly right. Shep, let's get the governor on. Let's get Pritzker on the show. Let's put it in. This is the show for,
yeah,
the, for that type
to
of talk.
Yeah, I talked to Pritzker. Let's find him.
This is the show.
Find out if we're blackballed by the state of Illinois.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's what I need next. Text messages from government officials that begin with your effing partner.
That's not happening.
I don't get enough of those.
I haven't upset anyone in Springfield yet, I don't think.
That's true, in Springfield.
I don't know. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
We're having what is known in the business as technical times right now.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Technical Times. I think Tanny wants to write for Technical Times someday. Trade publication for those who make audio brilliance. I'd read
better.
It. I'd read it.
You'd read it?
Hell yeah, I would.
Good.
I love sound.
You should check out
Closest thing would be my appearance on Lawrence Holmes' latest episode of House of L podcast, episode 57. Download it now. I talk about this show. The craft of engineering sound for a broadcast, the little Mac talk in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Mac talk.
Yeah, little Mac talk, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mac will download it. I already have
started. Just talk about Clockwork
Do
Orange.
Do I have to download it, or can I just press play?
Just press play.
Yeah, just press play. There I know how go. To do that.
I started it this morning. I'm only 20 minutes in, but it's a good listen so far. And then plug your SoundCloud page, because I know you have your new mixtape out as well.
Oh, yeah. SoundCloud.com/Chris Tannehill, where my production stuff that you'll normally find from the show there. There's also a new mixtape out with soul and funk breaks. So those of you who remember my past career, not career, but past life as a DJ, there's something there for you guys. So I appreciate the love and all the support that everyone's been circulating the stuff today. So a good day today.
Perfect opportunity to mention, and I don't mention it as often as I think I should, because those who have discovered it say, man, where has this been for 27 plus years? Our FM frequency, the Score's alter ego, if you will,
104.3.
I see it's on my preset, so I don't need to remember the numbers. 104.3-1, I believe.
Oh,
yeah, 104.3-2, I believe.
Okay.
Well, I'll get it for you.
See, this is the problem.
And a lot of people don't even know they have HD radio in their vehicles. If you've purchased a vehicle in the last 5 years, American
104.3-2.
104.3-2. Yeah, hit your little voice command when you go to SiriusXM or whatever it is you go to, and she says, please say a command. Say, tune to 104.3 FM-2, and she will take you there, and you will be amazed. It's like listening to a show in gorgeous FM. Wow, music really comes to life, and movie sound bites really are amazing. It's just, that's what I prefer to listen to, and you don't lose the signal. When you're in the city and all these, you know, in a concrete jungle, animals are after me. It's nice to not lose the score. If something's good going on, and that happens now and again, and you hate it, or the interference, you go my high tension wires in the burbs, you lose a signal. Not on that frequency, you don't.
No, it's great.
Please say a command.
Play album Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live.
I didn't get that. You can say AM, FM, USB.
Good for you. I didn't get it either, but a lot of people bought it.
I've been enjoying social media sparring with music fans lately.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. People take it so seriously. They would rather have you insult their children than their musical preferences, it seems.
Wait, are you saying that people on social media get extra angry about ultimately trivial things? Is that what you're reporting to me?
Imagine.
Write this down.
Right.
This is breaking news.
I mean, I had people unfollowing me for sentiments that offended their musical sensibilities.
But they let you know first, right?
Well, I encouraged it with one of them, and I was just joking around. I admitted to liking 12% of Bob Seger's library.
Sure.
That's 12. Come on. That's okay. It's 12%.
My favorite is the tweet to say, I don't care. I'm unfollowing. Okay. Just go. It's fine. You're opting in by following. You can opt out by unfollowing. You can mute.
Yes,
you can block.
It's up to you.
It's totally up to
you. Nothing is mandatory here.
We want you to listen. We want you to tell your friends what you like. If you don't like something, you go away. Hopefully you come back. I'm not driving anyone away, but I'm just saying you don't need to send in, hey, I'm changing the station. I'm unfollowing. It's an unnecessary use of your time and energy.
Right, right.
I promise.
A guy just texting in saying HD radio is nothing more than a marketing technique. Don't lie. I'm not lying. What marketing technique is? We don't even promote it. So we have to include it in the legal ID at the top of the hour. That's basically the only time it's mentioned.
Correct. If you have it.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Right.
That's all. I don't have
it. It's not a marketing ploy.
We get no extra money for it. So why would, it's just if you happen to have it, try it out and then switch back to AM and you'll notice a difference.
To my point, and you agree with this because you've experienced it now for a dozen years. Just when you think you've seen it all in radio, go to work one more day and you'll see something just blows your mind. When I was on the FM station for a year and a half, we had a Deep Tracks channel that was commercial free. It produced zero revenue. The station got zero credit for the ratings. All it did effectively was take ears away from the on-air product that mattered the most and potentially expose them to bands that the station wasn't currently playing a lot. We didn't play a lot of Genesis music on the drive, but if you go to their Deep Tracks channel, you hear Genesis every couple hours. So someone, we're going to find, I'm in a Genesis mood now. It drives Deep Tracks channel, just turned me on to some Genesis. They're going to find a station that plays Genesis, and chances are excellent. XRT is going to do it a lot more than the drive will.
Seems counterproductive.
It certainly is.
That's
a brilliant business
that's ridiculous.
Model. Billion. That is just so smart. Let me just count the ways why that is so ingenious.
Well, I'll tell you, Entercom has actually been now that they bought CBS Radio, but CBS Radio and I guess now Entercom, they've been an investor in FM sports talk stations. Mm-hmm. There are FM sports talk stations in a lot of markets, and a lot of them are simulcast. It's an AM and an FM, but some are strictly FM, and it's been a huge boon for those stations in those markets, especially attracting younger listeners.
Sure, it sounds better.
It sounds better.
The way it's supposed to sound. Stop pushing your HD radio subscription on us. It is not a subscription. It's not, you don't pay any extra for it. Oh, come on, man. I bet he's promised to give up his White Sox season tickets too.
Sure. Well, hey, speaking of something that would sound better in stereo FM, you've made a song. Not a full song. A verse.
Right. It's just a fraction of a song. I'm working on something that's Grammy potential for trip to spring training. Yeah, that's going to play for a couple weeks.
Well, we got to address also. Have you heard the promo for Score House?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It's fantastic.
It's good. I hope more people come. That's the invitation's still open, and I'm told there's going to be a bunch of surprises that they're keeping from us. Maybe they don't keep them from you.
Well, you're more
on the inside than I am.
Hey, if you ain't on the inside, you're on the outside. I know of a few things that are going on.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Can you share them with me?
Sure. It's nothing that's going to, frighten you.
Oh, I'm not. Am I giving off the vibe of fright?
No.
I'm excited.
No.
I want
yeah, it's reason to be excited.
Okay, good. That's what I'm interested in.
And we got to plan golf for one of those days.
Yeah, early
now,
golf.
Now, I thought Shep was hosting Saturday. I thought that was the reason he wanted to come back home on Saturday, March 9. But I find out today he's not hosting. So you're just in a hurry to get out of town
after
5 days with us?
I have no idea. No, I'm not saying I'm not hosting. I just haven't been asked to host
okay.
yet.
Okay. Well, so I'm asking you to play golf with me and my sons on Saturday.
I mean, I would love to. I have a flight home on Friday afternoon is the only problem. So it might make Saturday a little tough.
You can move it. If you want to move it, I'll pay for your golf at Eagle Mountain and whatever fees you have to move the airfare. I keep telling my 28-year-old how awesome my millennial crew is, and I'd like to show some of you guys off when given the opportunity. Van just committed to flying Patrick out for me on Friday.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So we're going to play Eagle Mountain on Saturday, and then I'm running Van right back to the airport Sunday, and then Patrick and I are staying for a few days on the back end of it, a little vacation time.
Yeah, I promised Steph 48 hours in the Red Rocks.
Yeah,
so
no,
we're going
you're
Sedona
booked.
After the show Friday.
The offer stands, and you can tell me the day week off. I don't need to know now. If you decide, Shep, that you want to stay out for an extra day, it's Uncle Mackey's treat at Eagle Mountain. So that's where the Curving Friar was born. Irving Friar,
that's right.
Patriots.
There's so many more. I've been working on my material. What's it been, 4 years, 5 years since we did that?
Yeah.
Got a lot to get to on that course.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's going to be fun.
Golf.
The Scaldy Maldonado. The Thurman Munson, the dead Yank. So many wonderful opportunities.
Yeah, the Kimbo Slice.
Exactly.
it's in the wheelhouse. It's McNeil and Parker's on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.